Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Mississippi Joe. How are you?
Hey, lady. What's happening? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed. And highly favored. And I'd like to add something along with that. I'm very tired. Got up early this morning about 8 o'clock. And I've been running the streets all day. Just made the end time for the show. I'm extremely tired.
Okay, well, I'm going to help you get through this tonight.
Excuse me?
I'm going to help you get through this tonight.
I would appreciate it. I really would. I knew me having such a backbone like you, that you would come up with something. And I think I'm going to help my own self get through with it, too. Or get through it, too.
Well, all right.
All right, lady. So we're going to get this thing on the road. First of all, I'm going to do as I always do. I'm going to start out with a prayer. So at this time, I'd like for everybody to join me with the prayer. Heavenly Father, it's me again. This is a little old country boy from Silver Creek, Mississippi, coming to you with bending knees and a bowed head. Asking you for your forgiveness and your mercy. And I would like for you to just keep your arms around us, Lord. Father, we know you can do it because you can do all things. You can do anything but fail. We ask that you pray for the sick in the shut-in, the sick in the lame. And we ask that you just keep your mercy upon us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Lady, how's everything going?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm blessed. Just a little tired, as I admit it. But, you know, this is going to be one of those fake it till you make it Fridays. You know what I mean?
I sure do.
Okay, so we're going to move right along and get this thing started and do what we need to do to maintain. Let me see. I would like, see, we got upcoming events. That's what we want to get started with, upcoming events. We got tomorrow, it's Saturday, we got the NGRA and having a show in Orange Burn, South Carolina. I understand it's going to be a real nice show. If you all not doing anything, go out and support Orangeburg Racetrack. We got Cold Killer vs. Gigantor. We got a lot of other more exciting races that I can't recall. I don't know. But if we have anybody on the show that knows what's going on at the race in Orangeburg tomorrow, would you make sure you hit the one button so you can speak about your show? Also, if we have Wit and the 901 Bad Boys on the show, I would like for them to hit the one button and speak about that show. Lady, if you see anybody that has something to do with the show on Orangeburg tomorrow, or if you see Wit and the 901 Bad Boys, would you get them on the line, please?
I sure will. Just a moment.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, y'all, we're going to talk about some more upcoming events. We got, as I said, tomorrow is the 13th of April. We got Orangeburg Dragway in South Carolina. We got April the 14th, which is Sunday. We got Holly Springs, Mississippi, and the 901 Bad Boys with their big Grudge Fest up there in Holly Springs, Mississippi. It's shaping up to be pretty good. We got 901 Bad Boys locked in with number one stunner. We got 901 Bad Boys locked in with Turbo Tim out of Alabama. Which part of Alabama, I'm not sure. But we got a lot of things going on. Lady, have you got anyone yet?
No, sir. No one to see the one button.
Well, do you see Wit on the line?
Not from a number that I know him by, no.
Okay. Well, we got that going on, and we got April the 26th and 27th, Grudge Inc. invading Albany. It's going to be a real good show. And a lot of good racing going on. And it's going to be a pretty good day, if the Lord permits, in Albany, Georgia, U.S. 19, Bobby Wildchild. Can't wait. Think it's going to be an exciting day. Then we got May the 4th, Downtown Ronnie Brown. May the 4th, South Georgia Motorsports Park. Then another May the 4th show, we got Grudge Inc. going to be in Milan Dragway, Detroit, Michigan. Grudge Inc. is going to be in Milan Dragway, Detroit, Michigan. So everybody get ready. Also, we got May the 18th, Macon National Dragway, G-Body Shootout with the Who's Who in Grudge Racing, Danielle out of Chicago, White Boys, Big Low, Cold Killer, and some more that I'm not sure of or know of. It's shaping up to be a real good race on the 18th in Macon. Then we got May the 19th in Montgomery, Alabama. Grudge Inc.'s first year anniversary is going to be a stone blast. We got a lot of races being locked up. We got the Who's Who's of Grudge Racing, from Semo to Fo'o is going to be there. It's going to be a stone gas and a stone blast. So if you're not doing anything, come on out and check us out at Montgomery Motorsports Park. I'm pretty sure if you want some action, you'll be able to get it that day. I really think it's going to be a good event if the good Lord keeps spinning, and that's if the creek don't rise. Really don't have much to talk about tonight, y'all. It's going to be a short show. Real tired. Don't have a lot of things, I mean, don't have a lot to talk about. I just want to encourage everybody to support the Grudge Racers and support them and continue to motivate them to race. And let's just try to be better. Even if we're good now, let's try to be better. And I just want to keep everything positive. I don't want to talk about no negative stuff today. There's too much of that going on. So somebody got to have enough common sense when they stand down. So I'm going to try to have enough common sense to leave that junk alone. Is Big Clark out there? Do you see Big Clark?
I'm sorry, I was muted. No, I don't.
You don't see him? He got a show coming up. I believe it's May the 11th in Lena, Mississippi. Y'all not doing nothing? Go check him and Gadget out. He got a show coming up May the 11th in Lena, Mississippi. Also, we got a lot more going on, so stay tuned for further details later on. So continue to listen to these Grudging shows, and you will be informed about what's going on with Grudging. Also, I'd like for you all to check out the website. Our website, you can Google it, GangsterBoo.com. A lot of our fans be coming on the talk show asking me questions, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the website is going to be updated often. When you come on and ask questions, you will get a response within 2 or 3 days. It's going to be updated often. I talked with my brother about it, and if you want to know anything concerning the Gangsta Boo, all you have to do is Google GangstaBoo.com. The new car will be on there, pictures, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you want to see, it will be on the website. That's GangstaBoo.com. GangstaBoo.com. C-O-M. So you won't have to come on the show asking me nothing, anything that you want to know. You can just go straight to the website and get a response from my brother. You know, that's GangstaBoo.com. It'll be pictures. It'll be everything going on there, going on concerning the Gangsta Boo. So fans, if you loyal Gangsta Boo fans, stay in touch and stay on the website all this year, and you'll know what's going on with the Gangsta Boo, where to be, et cetera, et cetera. And if it's something that you want to know, you can just reply and ask the question or whatever. If it's something that you want to say, you can make all kinds of statements, just whatever your heart desire. And now that I got that out of the way, let's go to the phone lines, lady, because I don't have nothing to talk about.
Okay, give me a second to go back to the first caller. Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening there, Lady A.
Hi.
All right. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, man, one of them tired days, man. Real tired. Trying to just make it through the day.
I heard that.
You can tell it in my voice, kid. I don't have no spark or nothing.
I heard that.
I'm trying to make it till I make it, though, kid.
Yes, indeed. You're going to try to make it to a Wits race, right?
Yeah. Good Lord, Jay, yeah. Say, that's my birthday, man. My big partner from Kansas City came home, and Thursday night, Jarrell, and I've been with him ever since this morning, man. We've been eating and celebrating my birthday already, so it's done starting, and getting ready to get off this show and go do it a little bit more, you know what I mean?
I heard that. That's the football player from Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah, man.
Right, okay.
I've been on my whole day. I said, yeah, I'm
going to
do a little something. Say a little something on the show. Really, it's not much to talk about, but I'm
going
to have a half of a show anyway. You
know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, kid?
I heard that. I heard that. Yep, I'm going to try to get on out here tomorrow night after I get off work and stuff and try to get on down for Sunday morning. Visit a few of the boys in Memphis, Big Hubble and Frank and all of them down yonder.
Yep. Okay, well, good Lord say the same. I'll see you there, man. If I don't get sick or nothing happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep, without a doubt. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of the show. You know about a few more mics, see what's happening.
Okay, kid, I appreciate you for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Next caller, lady.
Tim, your mic is open. Tim, your mic is open. Okay, Whit, your mic is open.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Hey, what up, Whit? Thanks, man. What's up, killer? I asked for you earlier. So you just said something about your show, man.
I can't wait to give you your birthday present.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Whit, I done told you, man, that I put my foot in my mouth when I talked slick to you, and I didn't realize what kind of giant you had became in this brother's game. And now the visual is very clear to me. And I was reading something about you, and it simply said this. Don't play with the 901 bad boy. So I'm going to take that advice, Whit.
No, okay. I came out with my new slogan, my new slogan for you. That was for you.
Well, tell everybody,
Whit. Tell everybody. Don't ask no questions because the answer is race.
I like that too, Whit. You going to have that on? Are you going to get some shirts made like that and they're going to say 901 bad boy?
Yeah. You know I got the new shirts coming out. I'm just waiting on the new cars to get ready so we can get new pictures and stuff. And I know there's going to be a bunch of questions asked when the new cars come out, so the answer is racing. You already got your answer.
I heard that.
Hey, Whit, you're doing your thing, man. That's why, I realized how tough you were. That's why I said I didn't put my foot in my mouth, so it's time for me to go. I went and bought a lot of chapstick yesterday because I'm finna go kiss an ass like a son of a gun.
Oh, okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, truth is the light, what they tell me, right? Right, bad boy?
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody a little bit why what you got going on. You one reason why I decided to have the show tonight, because I wanted to let you tell, it's Friday, and I want you to tell them what all you got going on out this spring. This turned out to be a bloodbath up there, and I want you to let everybody know what you got going on. You got the floor.
We ain't got nothing but a little grudging going on, Joe. That's about it. You know what we do. We bring action. We got a stunner over there locked in. We got number one stunner locked in. Finally, him out to his first grudge of the year with the Predator. And we got Turbo Tim locked in with the Junior Get Your Side Car. We got Dog with the Dog Special. Anybody with Mississippi driver's license got the back tie with the Trey One Car.
Wait, hold on, Whit. Man, will you talk up and speak what everybody can hear you? Because I even want to make sure I heard you right.
Anybody with Mississippi driver's license got your back tie with the Trey One car, dog will be driving. That's the dog special we got.
Well, goddammit, anybody from Mississippi on this line, hit the one button. Because we ain't going to have a dog coming to Mississippi doing this shit.
And I got my boy from Chicago coming down. Biz and Three Lug and a bunch of them guys supposed to be coming this way. I don't know who all coming, but I know Biz rounding them up. They're supposed to be coming.
Yeah, they are coming. I know that for a fact. Also, you're right. Chicago will be in the house deep.
Got a bunch of Alabama guys, so they coming over.
Right, right.
It should be some action, you know, come out and have food and stuff. We're going to be cooking food and just doing it. Just doing it like we usually do it, man. You know, just having fun, enjoying the family and kids and racing, man, grudging, getting some action going.
Yeah. Well, wait, I got a question. What about Slip Fizz of Chicago, a Mississippi license? Regardless if it's false or what? What if you have one?
He gotta have real Mississippi driver's license, man.
How you gonna know they're real or not?
All right, we're gonna check them. We got Mississippi State Trooper be down there.
Boy, you a fool. Well, I can tell you one thing. We as the fans and the racing and everybody in the grudge game and racing game, we glad to know that you don't bull jive when it comes to your shows, and you do mean grudge. Let's race.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So you will get your money, well, if you come to Holly Springs Sunday, April the 14th. Okay, what time do you take something with?
11 o'clock. We start trying to run about 1 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock.
Okay, will the track be open Saturday?
Yes. Track open at 4 o'clock Saturday. They'll start racing at 5. You can catch and tune, leave your trailers, whatever you want to do.
Okay, what time will it shut down Sunday?
I don't know. We run 11, 12, you know.
Ain't no time.
Yeah, we run late as they want, you know, late as we can. As long as they grudging, we're going to run.
Okay.
Y'all
can
stay early, though, because I'm planning on being to knock my first main off 4-5. So get there early. You want some action, seen some action.
Right, I'm glad you're letting the people know. Get that late, they're
going to
miss the action, right,
Wish? Nah, it'll be clean on all night. I'm going to be trying to get them again and get them again and get them again, but I'm just saying I'm trying to get somebody out the way by that time.
Okay, man. Man, it sounds good. It sounds good. I'm planning on seeing you up there Sunday. That's my birthday. If good Lord spare me, let me live, and this creek don't ride, I'll be another year older.
Well, I want to announce Willie Dawg hadn't took his medicine, man. I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting anybody with a G-body got the back tie. Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Man, hold on. You got to say that fucking shit again, man.
Anybody with a G-body got the back tie, Holly Springs, Mississippi, dog, Trey One Mobile. And Gadget got one and one.
God damn, man. Where y'all at, Mississippi? Somebody at the one, but he don't fuck around with me if he make the right off with Don Mack, well, he ain't got no G-body. He got a little truck. He might come up there and take some from dog. He ain't gonna just come up here and bogart his way now with.
And that's supposed to be your birthday special. Gadget got one and one. That's your birthday special.
God damn, Big Clark, Gadget, get the one button.
They in the bushes. Boys in the bushes, man. They I think they do landscaping work anyway. Gadget do.
Hey man, I think it's gonna be real good if that's something. Because you know if dog's saying that, he's going to stand by.
Yeah, you already know dog's going to stand behind.
I already know he's too crazy to back down. Yeah, dog. Ain't nobody from Mississippi lady hitting the one button to reply what the special dog got?
No, sir.
God damn, Whit. And I know I got a full line. I do know it.
Yep. They in the bushes, man.
Hey.
Hey, Whit.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
Kid finna come up with
Mar gonna be able to make the show?
I don't know. He on the show. He on the show now.
Oh, I'll call the rascal a little later.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping he would. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
He's on. I'll open his mic. Mark, your mic is open.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on, Mark?
What up,
hey.
Junior Hitman? What's going on?
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, partner.
Yes, sir. Now, I ain't going to be able to make it, man.
We got a present for his ass, don't we?
Yeah, I heard you gave him an offer. He can't receive. But Joe, I don't want to stand for Miss Shipping. What's going on, Joe?
I don't know what the fuck going on. That's what I asked Whit, man. And I got a full line, Mark, so I don't know what the fuck going on, man. Ain't nobody said nothing. You know who I know gonna turn dog ass up? Giant Racing. Lady, would you get Giant Racing on the phone?
I sure will.
Thank you, baby. Them boys got a G-Body. And then you know who else, Will, I was thinking about? Charlie and Cal and them got their cutlass.
Yeah, tell them come out the bushes.
Man, I'm trying. Man, shit. Dog can't come down here and just run over motherfucker now. I know he dog. He the goddamn godfather.
Hey, Joe, what about having no hood rat? What's wrong with hood rat?
He said he wasn't going to be able to make it, Mark. He was on the show the other day. He said, you come to Montgomery, he's going to accommodate you.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Q's name, him and her, with that G-body cutter.
Who you said
that? Who was that? That G-body color hair dye for Q.
Oh, okay. You know, Q be off doing that, you know, that pipeline working and stuff, man. So I don't know. He never be on the show, so.
Well, he said he's going to be there.
I don't know nobody get in touch with. You know, I don't know nobody get in touch with it.
Yeah, he told me he gonna be there. I talked to him earlier.
Okay, so you've already talked to him?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, all dog gotta do is say something slick to him and get up in his face and talk a little rough to him, and dog might get erased. You already know that. When old Phil get his shit, when he get his spitting and stuttering, boy, he be having a lot of pressure on him then.
Oh, yeah.
You already know that, Mark.
What you talking about?
What'd you say?
I said, you ain't lying. He sure gonna do that, man.
Boy, when that joke get to spitting and stuttering, he got a lot of pressure on him then. I'm trying to see what's going on, man, but ain't nobody answering the call, Whit. Y'all bad boys can't. Y'all too tough, Whit. Y'all got everybody scared, including me.
No, ain't no way I'm gonna let Whit fall for that, Joe.
Man, I just tell like it is, Mark. When you get older, Mark, one thing you learn, man, as you get older, the bullshit ain't about nothing, man. You learn that, Mark.
Yeah.
And
now,
so,
I know,
you know, I might well just come clean, man. I get on these shows and be huffing and puffing and all that shit. Man, this shit is just entertainment, man. I just don't be wanting y'all to make me look so bad, man, but... Hey, man, I just faced up and looked in the mirror the other day, and I just had to, you know, just say it. Hey, man, I can't handle y'all bad boys. Y'all taking over the game, bro.
Hey, Joe,
y'all told me y'all were going to do it. So, hey, you know the Godfather, he don't never lie.
Hey, Joe, you can trick Wick with that. I know you're in trouble. Let it go straight and get a number down now. Get over here. Y'all get over here right now. I know you're in trouble now.
Hey, man, I'm just calling a spade, man. We done stepped out of our league, man. I stepped out of my league when I went to run my big mouth. And Dog told me I had a big mouth. And I told Dog he had one, too. But it looked like mine bigger than his because I done stepped in some shit.
Nah. Y'all finna be ready, so y'all finna get ready. We're going to see.
Oh, yeah, we right around the corner. You want to know anything about the Gangsta Boo, just go on GangstaBoo.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that, Mike.
That's all you got to do is Google it up.
Man, we ain't Googling shit. We want to know something about the Gangsta Boo, we'll ask you. We don't go on no fucking internet.
Hey, man, I don't know that no more, Whit, man. My brother got mad at me and told me he ain't getting any shit up. He said I talk too much.
Goddamn, we'll wait and see when we see it. We don't give a fuck about nothing coming there. Looking on the way.
See, with that white guy now, I'm just going to go and tell the truth. When you catch me studying like the way I am, that's when I be scared. But that's how you scare me, all that rough talk you talk. Now, if you would know how to talk to a fella, you can get him. But all that rough talk, with, I be believing that shit, with.
I'm going to tell you rough. I'm going to show you rough.
See, there you go, Whit. There you go with it again. I can't even be humble to you, man.
Let me tell you something. It ain't nobody. I'm going to be, I ain't going to pick and choose, man. Turbos and all, man. Come on. There ain't going to be no what he got and what, you know. It's, come on, man. It's race. I told you the answer's going to be race, man. I don't care what you got.
Oh, yeah. In other words, you ain't going to do like you do with Kong.
I run everybody with Kong. We done been out of here.
You a lie now.
Who ain't ran with Kong?
You won't run a couple of them with Kong. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I can't say nothing on that whip, but I heard you say it. I heard you say, Whit, I just heard you tell somebody the other night on DJ Grant's show that you're going to have to wait to run them when you get the other car ready.
Who was it?
Man, I ain't, you know what, Whit, from here on out, I start taking their name now.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, that ain't not a Whit, girl. That's not him.
That's who?
That's Nardo back there talking.
Oh, well, that works.
Well, yeah, I know Nardo. Nardo, I've been saying, man, you know when I used to have Nardo all the time when we were at track? Bro, I see Nardo. I said, Nardo, please don't fuck with us today, man. We know y'all bad as 9-1 bad boy, man. Just tell Whit to leave. Stay off us, man. Please, Nardo, we know y'all the best. And you don't believe you get Nardo on the phone.
He listening?
Get him on the phone, man.
He listening? Joe, what's happening, Joe?
Oh, what's up, Bo? Now, one thing about you, Nardo, don't start no shit. Now, what I used to tell you, Nardo?
You used to tell me, I don't know what the fuck you used to tell, but I used to tell you to race.
But, Nardo, but what are you saying now? Come on, Nardo. Man, y'all down on my bad boy. Y'all can't be bullies like this, bruh.
Motherfucker, hey, a person needs to go find them something else to do, man, because racing ain't what they want to do. No, I probably just told him I wanted to run him with the other car, but I still run him with Carl. See, that's how you slid by. You remember what happened, don't you? And then I wanted to tell you, you remember you came on the show and said you don't like dudes, people that be messing with people and when they ain't got their car right and all that. You did it, though. When we had Junior, when we ran you with Junior, we didn't even be running you with Junior. We both been running you with Kong. But Kong was across the water getting the motor and stuff put in it. So you kept messing with him.
Okay, now, since we going back in the day, we got Mark right there. Mark could tell you we would have ran either car. Y'all wanted to run us with that car. We were going to run either one of them.
Now, y'all were messing with us.
No, we wasn't. Mark was ready to run us, man. Mark, tell the truth, Mark.
Did
you want us back then, Mark?
No, you can't tell Chuck, you know. No, Chad is quiet now. Chad don't know say now. Boy, you come around that corner, that shit stuck out. Boy, I tell you, get to the line right now. Get to the line right now. Hey,
Mark, I don't remember that. I might have did, because you know I used to talk a lot of shit. Ain't nothing changed.
I swear
ain't
you did that,
man. Ain't nothing changed, Mark. I'm just trying to humble myself, man, a little bit. But every now and then I still get out of line. I'm just, you know, I'm still joking.
But once I get you clear, you did tell that white dude. You tell him, hey, he gonna jump you. Don't even try to leave with him. He gonna jump you. Please go get him.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, hey, man, don't worry about red light. Let him go. Because he's going to go pop you now. You think you still got it like that, Mark?
I ain't not saying I got better. I lost 100 pounds. I know I ain't got better.
God damn. Well, a lot of them in trouble then. That's all I can say. Because, boy, I'm going to tell you something. That tree makes up a lot of everything now with what's going on, how competitive racing is now. If you
sure
got your tree, man, you fuck.
Yep. You got to lay that tree down on somebody.
You got to, man. You got to, fans, everybody
hey.
Or not, man.
Hey, Joe, one thing about Wick, he'll hand out a pink slip quick now, so I got to be up on my game. I get a pink slip.
Well, boy, how much you weigh now? That's what I want to know.
I'm 191.
God damn, Mark. You need to get back up to about 250.
No, man, I don't need that no more. I don't need that no more, Joe. Joe, you trying to keep
your motherfucking ass down, Mark.
Joe, I was a death row. I ain't going to never get back up there, Joe.
Mark, your motherfucking ass going to get out here and get to eating. What's that fried chicken up there in Memphis called Wick Gus's?
Gus, yeah.
Mark will be his motherfucking ass down now. Late nights after y'all leave the track. If he done got back up to 250.
Hey, Joe, when you know better, you'll do better.
All right, we'll see, boy. We'll see. We will see.
Now, I like this right now, Joe. I don't think I'm going to go back up.
Well, boy, if you say that little light, God, dog, we in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we went and got us a little joker from little Vietnamese guy. Way
back. God damn, y'all gonna be flying, Joe.
Yeah, we went and got a little Vietnamese guy. He literally used to pick in the right field.
He a great racer.
Yeah, he played it on the internet. You know them Vietnamese be so smart. All they gotta do is do it on the internet one time. They'll be able to do everything.
I said he a good racer. He a good.
Oh yeah. You done heard of him weird if I tell you his name. That's why I ain't going to tell you.
He ain't no grudge race. I don't know no Vietnamese grudge, yo.
Well, you done heard of this one now, Wick.
Don't you go grab one of these motherfuckers that ain't been grudge racing. They ain't going to get their ass knocked off.
Hey, man, you know, we just going to do what we do, man. We know bad boys is bad, so it really don't matter, Wick. It don't matter if we put, John Forrest and I when it come to y'all bad boys. Y'all bad boys. Y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all coming anyway.
Right, but you ain't got to be me. You think you fooling me. I know who you got, boy. You ain't fooling me. I don't care.
Wait, I know I can't fool you. One thing about y'all bad boys, y'all don't fear nobody but Jesus.
Yeah. You
am I right
that.
Or wrong now, Wick?
Yeah, you right about that.
You most definitely right about that.
Y'all just owe me a little money the way I'm goddamn puppet. Y'all look like a motherfucker with. You gotta admit, I'm doing a goddamn good job. You must say so yourself now, Wick.
And I thought you had nothing to talk about.
You ain't pumping us up.
What's that now?
I thought you didn't have nothing to talk about, Joe.
Man, listen, am I talking about something you think, kid?
Oh, yeah, you popping them up. So we're going to pop off of this shit.
But that ain't
I know why, okay.
That ain't the subject, man. So we don't want to be pumped up.
Well, you know one thing about you now. You won't get pumped up. That's just like you. If you win one race, it's fucking over. You pumped up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I got the win.
You
pumped up. Don't pump me up. Feel me up.
No, it's just instant with you, though, Wick. I looked at you on that race down there in Texas when you won.
Yeah.
You put that damn Dachiki on your head, that towel. You got so pumped up, you took the goddamn Dachiki off your head and went to jump around. Yeah, we're going to hold it down for this, and we're going to do it for Tony Boss. And you know, motherfucking, see, you was just pumped up. It's just in you, man.
Yeah, it's a good feeling when you win, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I remember you even did something for me one time. You had whooped Tony there, man. You did for Mississippi Joe. You got down there and did motherfucking push-ups.
Yeah, I still can do them.
Did you remember that, Wick?
Yeah, I'm going to say that for when we beat your ass. I'm going to wait.
Oh, Lord, Wick. Oh, Lord, Wick. Why you scared us like that, man? If a man tell you he don't want no trouble, what else can you do? What do you supposed to do? Keep picking on him or leave him alone?
You're going to want the trouble, man. You're going to want the trouble. There ain't going to be nothing out, you know, that you ain't going to be looking like. You're going to look like you're going to be all right. You ain't got to do it right.
What I'm saying, though, but when a man tell you he don't want no trouble, what do you supposed to keep picking on him and the way you doing me or what?
I ain't picking on you because you always said you gonna beat our ass.
Well, I told you. I said it to the whole world that I put my foot in my mouth. I talk too much with.
Gangster Boo would have did this. Gangster Boo would have did that. So now I ain't just picking on you.
But when I done said that, I done realized that we ain't gonna have enough car to mess with y'all, man.
Y'all be all right.
We gonna need some car to with you.
Y'all got them bad boys tuning it. Y'all got them good boys tuning it. And all that, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? I don't care. See, one thing about me, it's going to be hard for you to beat me. Because see, you and Travis ain't handling. Y'all don't even know them to know how to stick a ball in the car.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hands on. It's going to be hard to beat me. You know what I'm saying? Because what I don't know, I'm going to learn. You know what I'm saying? You just laid back. You don't know what's going on. You just swim. You don't know what I know what's going on.
Now, Wiz, I'm gonna tell you something. You right? Goddamn right, Wiz.
Right, but you got some bad boys that you crew. You know you can win. You still can win. You know you got some bad boys, but we bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Didn't I say that, Wiz? I said y'all the real bad boys. Didn't I say that, Wiz?
Yeah, you don't see no trashing, man, and all that with me, do you?
Nah. Cause you be knowing everything.
I have a toner with me. If my toner can go, he can go. I want him now. But if he can't, get what? We're going to get down the track.
But you a motherfucker, Wick. One thing about you, I was thinking about nicknaming you Jesus because, you know, if you had long hair, Wick, I probably would think you was Jesus.
Nah, I ain't Jesus. I'm just
me. Yeah, long hair though. But that bald head is throwing you off though, Wick. I'm gonna be honest. You just need long hair. And then I'm gonna tell you something else. You need a long white robe, one Wick.
Yeah, nah, I don't need that. I need you to just get in the way.
Hey, Wick, you gonna have plenty of motor race. You gonna have plenty up in the race, man.
If you ducking, you know what they gonna be doing. I gotta go and pull
y'all
out of the bushes.
Hey, I done told the whole world where I'm ducking like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna pull you out the bushes. Get what though?
I'm ducking. I'm in the bushes. I'm in the woods. I'm in the forest. I'm
get
in
what
the
though? I'm gonna have a repo truck there. I'm gonna be able to pull you out them bushes, boy.
I'm gonna tell you something.
The more scared I feel.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to say something to try to scare him off a little bit, put him on his guard, at least to calm him down, because the scared I said I was, goddammit, the worst he said he wanted to kick my ass. So I'm just trying different tactics. Mark, you can't blame me for that, can you, Mark? You know one thing about lifts, a set of lifts, and everybody said tight man, everybody else said, you know, they will say anything.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, hey, I'm just trying to get with off him, man. That's all I'm trying to do. And it worked a little bit because he got quiet, Mark.
Yep, I'm quiet. Because I know you ain't going to raise. That's why I'm quiet.
Him and me got quiet. It's not just him. Him and me. I'm checking that. Man, what you done?
I don't know, man. It's going to take a motherfucking pro mind to whoop the 9-on-1 bad boy. If motherfucker ain't got a pro mind, they ain't going to be able to whoop y'all.
Yeah, you kind of. You good to the right
direction.
You know,
we
just. We just got a good tuner, man. You know, Mike here, he's the greatest. You know, we've been around with Mike. We're going to stay with Mike. Mike, Rick knows something, man. So, you know, they good. They good. I appreciate them guys. Even having in my tone, I appreciate them two guys.
Well, Mark,
you knew when I knew we were going to be the tough.
You said he's going to put some shit on there for real this time.
Hell yeah, you got the goddamn car to handle it.
Yep,
and then, boy, you going to have that 315 on that motherfucker? If they
yeah,
take it with that 315 on that boy, that thing, ooh, that rolled out, that 60 foot and on it, ooh, wee, you going to be a bad man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we guess what? I'm just going to keep it 100.
You got to be able to control it.
With all this shit remains to be seen.
Yeah. You got to be able to control that power. You just can't have power and can't control it. You got to be able to control it, too.
Well, I goddamn sure would rather have too much power than not enough.
Oh, yeah. I just said you got to be able to control it. You can't control it where you're going. You ain't going nowhere. You got to be able to control it, too. Yeah, you got to be able to control it.
Hey, what, Mike Hill back home?
Oh, yeah, Mike been back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we done got our ass whooped and everything since he's been back. He hit the ADRL the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he over there with the car. It's he running ADRL the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Him and Bubba Stanton and all them over there.
Oh, man, not Bubba Stanton.
Yeah, so I live with Pro Mod guys, Joe.
Mike might have to leave there.
No, he ain't running in Bubba. He ain't running in Bubba them class. He running Pro Nitro. Mike running in Pro Nitro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you'll be all right, Wick. I know you got the best and everything, Wick.
Yeah, I
already know that.
I got them Pro Mod boys backing me up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Got no backyard crew now.
You're going to be a motherfucker with. I already know that.
Yep. I got some old sponsors out there, too. I'm keeping them low. Good sponsors.
Is y'all making sure Bobby getting all this information, man?
Bobby knows everything we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I don't move without him and Mark knowing what I'm doing. They
mm-hmm.
know everything.
Well, hey, man, all I can say, I'm going to stay out y'all waiting when y'all come to them tracks.
Yeah, he know every move we make. Yep.
Hey, y'all, let me go to the phone line and see what they talking about. Lady. Lady,
yes.
Must be the front. Okay.
I'm here.
Lady, is the one button ring?
Yes, we have a caller, 817-7379. Your mic is open. Call at 817-7379. Your mic is open.
Moving right along, lady.
Call at 708-6369. Your mic is open. Caller 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Keep it moving.
Larry, your mic is open.
Hello, Lady A. How you doing?
There you
are. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And the boss man?
He's lovely. Thank you for asking.
Okay. What's going on, Bo?
Hey, Larry. What's up, Bo? How you doing, partner?
I'm doing fine, Joe. I wanted to get on here and tell you, you know, Wick, you be trying to talk to Wick. Wick like, what's that look? That little thing that walked through the woods, he be growling as he walked through the, that little Wolverine. Wick be growling. He gonna be growling. He gonna growl if he at the track. He gonna growl if he ain't at the track. So, Joe, you can't talk to Wick while he growling, man.
I see, man. If I say I don't want to race him, he get on me harder. If I tell him I'm a woman's ass, he gotta calm down then when I get on his ass, right? But ain't no use of me pumping him up though, cause we ain't gonna be able to do nothing with him, Larry. And, you know, the truth is the truth, so we just gonna fall back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you gotta stay safe.
Yeah, we gonna fall back, Larry. We gonna let him have the rest of them bad boys out there.
That's right. Make room for the bad boys, man. Because you don't know where they're coming, because you're going to hear Wick. Wick going to be in the front. He's going to be growling like that little Wolverine. Ain't nobody going to be riling. He's still going to be growling. Yeah, I call here to give my support, man. I call here to give my support and say hi to everybody. And I'm going to get myself back over here, and I'm going to sit down. I know you got a few more callers probably want to call in, Joe. And I'm going to mute my mic, and I'm going to try to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hey, Larry, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
No.
Okay, Lady. Keep it moving, baby.
Caller 313-8601, your mic is open. Caller 313-8601, your mic is open.
Keep it moving, Lady.
Okay, caller 708-884, your mic is open.
Lady,
keep it moving,
Lord.
Caller 221-1771, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Whit?
Hey, what up,
folks? It's just Big Boy, just stepping in and listening to y'all, K-Ro.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, we trying to do what we do. We hope we ain't got you falling asleep, man. But just one of them fake it till you make it Friday for Mississippi Joe, man. I'm tired as I don't know what, man.
Oh, man. When is that Georgia race? The one in, at the zoo?
May 18th. May the 18th.
Okay. You going to be to that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you gonna be there on Whip? Whip still on?
He's supposed to be.
Hey, Whip, you gonna be there at race at the zoo, May 18th?
He's still on, but he may have muted himself.
Oh, okay. And that's why I hope to mention y'all up that way, Joe. I'm still looking to meet you and Whip. Hope to run to y'all up that way.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you what. If he's not at that one at the 18th, he'll be in Montgomery at the 19th because he got a race locked in for the 19th of Montgomery. In Montgomery, Alabama, Grudgeon, first year anniversary.
Okay, so leaving the zoo and going to Montgomery.
Yes, sir.
May the
19th. Hey, at this time, y'all, I'm going to get ready, close the show down. So, Lady, I want to give final comments, and I'm going to start with you. You got anything you'd like to say, partner? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say? final comments?
Well, I'll hope you back to Georgia soon, and we'll definitely make that race at the zoo, and hope to meet you winning some more guys that I have never met, Coach.
Okay, man. Glad for you calling in. Next week we're gonna try to have a bit better show for you, a longer show. Okay, partner?
All right, Joe, man. You have a good one.
Okay, Lady, keep it moving. Let's get final comments and get on out of here.
Larry, your mic is open. Final comment.
Well, Joe, I just want to tell you the portion I did catch. I enjoyed and for the shows that's coming up and all the people that's participating. All I want to say is let's keep it racing. Let's go get together, enjoy ourselves, and keep it going.
Larry, I like that positive note, Larry.
Uh-huh.
All right, Lady, keep it moving. Lady. Lady.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was muted again, I guess. Wait, final comment?
Keep it moving, Lady.
Mar, final comment?
Yo.
Yeah.
I just want to say happy birthday to you again, man. Everybody coming to all the races, y'all drive safe. And y'all have fun, man. Can't wait to get there to y'all.
Oh, man. Good. What a good. Hey, Mark, what a positive statement, man. We appreciate it, okay, partner?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark. Looking forward to seeing you soon, partner. All right. Keep it moving, lady.
Cheers, final comment.
All right, Joe, I want to say happy birthday to you, too, man, and I hope to see you in the show on Sunday, man.
Good Lord, say the same, kid. I'll be looking forward to seeing you, and I hope he keeps his arms around me, and I'll see you Sunday if he said the same.
That's right. Okay, there, Joe. Take it easy.
All right, man.
Yeah, it's on you.
Okay, it's on me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for coming in. I didn't have much to talk about, but I just wanted to give the upcoming events and just show everybody a little love and this and that. You know, I'm really tired and so really drained and beat out. So, but I didn't want to give up on the show, so I wanted to come on and have a little quick, sweet and short show. But I want to leave you all with this. No matter how hard you try, you can't beat God-given. Good night.